Well, our model text for this incoming year is found there in the verse 24, the last verse of Proverbs chapter 18. We read all of the verse, and it reads, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And there are the words of our text for this incoming year. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. It had been a long journey for the children of Israel from Egypt, the house of bondage, to Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. Only the great river Jordan stood between them and the land of promise. And as they tarried on the banks of that river, they were given instructions by Joshua, their leader. He said, "When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." Joshua 3 and verse 3. Now the Ark of the Covenant was to lead the way. The Ark of the Covenant is the symbol of the Lord's presence. And so Israel would have the Lord's presence with them as they embarked upon the next stage of their journey. This would have been most comforting for Israel, because Joshua had this word for them before they moved forward. He said in Joshua 3 and verse 4, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." And so as they would move forward and cross Jordan and into the land of promise, they were taking a journey that they had never taken before. A road they had never traveled before. A way they had never walked before. And what lay before them, they did not know. They did not know what trials or tribulations or even triumphs that they would encounter. And that moment in time, all those things were hidden from their view. For, as Joshua said, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." But they could take comfort in the fact that the symbol of the Lord's presence was going before them. Here we are today, standing before the gateway that will soon open to a new year, the year 2013. And there, on that gate, would be a sign. That sign would read, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As far as we are concerned, it is an unknown way. Perhaps an uncertain way. And for us, an uncharted way. The Lord, of course, is aware of all that will take place in 2013. The Lord, who is sovereign, worketh all things out according to His will and His purpose. But those things are hidden from our view at this present time. For us, it is a step out into the unknown. A path that we have never walked before. And if Israel needed the Lord to go before them, if Israel had the Ark of the Covenant go before them, symbol of the Lord's presence, then we have our own Ark of the Covenant. Because the Ark of the Covenant is a type of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus Christ is the one who will go before us into this new year. We have the person of the Lord. And who is it? Well, our text tells us, he is the friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And here we can take this word with us as we go forward into 2013. For the best of all is that this friend is ours. A friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And as we face the discouragements, the disappointments, the difficulties, we trust the delights of 2013. We can be sure that as we travel along this road, as we enter into the new year, we have one with us, a friend, who sticketh closer than a brother. And I trust as we meet the different sets of circumstances and encounter the different difficulties in our travels through 2013, that this word will be a comfort to us. That we'll be able to say, well, we have a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. So let us then endeavor to learn more about this friend of ours. First of all, we have here Christ, our particular friend. For I am particularly struck by the first words of our text, where we read, there is a friend. Solomon did not say, there are many friends that stick closer than a brother. He did not even say there are a few friends which stick closer than a brother. No, he said there is a friend, a particular friend. Someone who is a single friend, a special friend, one who is like no other. A friend whom we wouldn't change for anyone else. A friend whom we value above all others. A friend whom we love with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And as we consider this friend of ours, a particular friend, a friend who sticketh closer than a brother, we see that he is a treasured friend. Since the Lord Jesus is a friend like no other, that means that to us he's a treasured friend. Isn't that what Peter said in 1 Peter 2 verse 7? Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. His love is precious. His help is precious. His grace, his guidance, his advice, his counsel, his friendship, his company, his fellowship. All these things are precious. Everything about him is precious. He is our treasured friend. If 1,000 souls claim to be our friends, still the Lord Jesus Christ would be a friend who would outshine them all. If they say, we'll do anything for you, Jesus Christ has and will do more. If they say, we'll go anywhere with you and for you, Jesus Christ, our treasured friend, has gone and will go further than anyone else. If they say, we'll make any sacrifice for you, Jesus Christ has sacrificed his all. If they say, we'll stand with you in the battle, Well, Jesus Christ has not only stood with us in the battle, He has fought 1,000 battles for us. If they say we'll go through the storms of life with you, Jesus Christ has gone through the storms of life with us, and He has rebuked those storms. If they say we'll hold our hand in the darkness, Jesus Christ has not only held our hands in the darkness, He holds our souls, and He will never let us go. Some may say that a real, respected, and reliable friend is hard to find in this world of deceit and betrayal. But we can say, there is a friend. There really is a friend. And that friend is not only reliable, he's not only respected, he's the friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And what comfort we can take then from these words, knowing that as we enter into the new year, the Lord Jesus, our dear friend, will be with us. So he's not only a treasured friend, but he's a tested friend. We never know the value of someone's friendship until that friendship is put to the test. An English newspaper offered a prize for the best definition of a friend. Thousands of suggestions were entered, but the definition that won the prize was, and I quote, "A friend, the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out." That is very well put. A friend is the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out. One who will stand with you and stand the test when others have failed you. That's the test of true friendship. When you have someone who will love you when no one else will. Someone who will come to your aid when others will pass by on the other side. Someone who will lift you when you have fallen. When others will only mock you and mock your calamity. Someone once said, if you really want to know who your true friends are, just make a mistake. If you want to know who your true friends are, just make a mistake. Because a true friend will overlook that mistake. But those who are not your true friends will hold it against you. And they will remember it and not let it go. And Jesus Christ has become the friend of those who've made many a mistake. You and I, believer, have made many mistakes in our lives. Things that we look upon now and remember, and if we could only go back and change them, we would. But has that made any difference to our friendship with the Lord Jesus? Not at all. The Lord Jesus knows us, and He knows all our mistakes. But more than that, He knew all about our sins. You've only to listen to the words of the Lord's enemies. For what did they say of Christ? They said, He's a friend of publicans and sinners. And like those publicans and sinners, we have not only made mistakes, we are sinners. But He's still our friend. Publicans, they were the tax collectors, hated by all, yet befriended by Christ. sinners, transgressors of God's law, despised by their self-righteous enemies, the Pharisees, and yet befriended by Jesus Christ. And sure, dear Christian, we all were sinners, and indeed still are. But Jesus has stretched out the hand of friendship, and by faith we took that hand. And the Lord Jesus made us his own. He's a treasured friend. And since that day, he has been a friend beyond compare. And now we can say, all my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Yes, Jesus is that treasured friend. He is the tested friend. When others have left us because of our mistakes, the Lord Jesus has remained our friend. He has passed the test. He's our treasured friend, our tested friend. He's also our truthful friend. This friend who sticketh closer than a brother. We say truthful because Solomon has given us many wise words here in Proverbs. Among them are these. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Proverbs 20 verse 19. One better not keep company with a flatterer, because a flatterer is not sincere. He's not being honest. He only wants to flatter you for you to like him. He will only deceive you with his insincerity and empty words. He will not make a good friend. As the psalmist has put it in Psalm 12 and verse 2, they speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. A double heart. We talk about individuals whom we would perhaps regard as being two-faced. They say one thing to your face and then something else behind your back. That's what this reference is to here. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart. Do they speak? Such an individual could never be considered to be a good friend or a great companion. For they will flatter you with their lips, but their heart is full of dislike and hatred for you. Rather, a true friend is one who can look you straight in the eye and be honest with you and tell you the truth. A truthful friend is one who will not lie to you, but will be the man James speaks about in James 5 verse 12. Let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay. The word yea means verily. It means indeed, or it means truly. And how often did the Savior use that word when addressing his followers, verily, verily, or truly, truly? In other words, the Lord Jesus was emphasizing the fact that he was telling his followers the truth. Truly, truly, I say unto you. And that's how the Lord Jesus, our friend, deals with us. That's how he speaks to us. Always, honestly, truly, sincerely. Never with flattering lips. Never with words to deceive us. He will always speak the truth in righteousness. It's not the kind of friend we want. One who will always tell us the truth. We may not always appreciate what a friend says to us. We may not always like even the gentle rebukes of the Lord Jesus, our friend. His words of correction, his chastening words. Nobody likes to be rebuked. Indeed, his word may wound us at times. But then his words are that sharp, two-edged sword. But when his words do wound us, pointing out our sin, highlighting our slackness in holy things, pointing out our spiritual shortcomings, we should accept those rebukes graciously and thank him for them because they come from a friend. Those words reveal what a true and truthful friend Jesus Christ is. Because as Solomon said in Proverbs 27 verses 5 and 6, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So which would we rather have? Open rebuke or secret love? The kisses of an enemy are the wounds of a friend. Well, in Christ Jesus, there is a friend who will always be honest and straight with us. Is that not the mark of a true friend and a truthful friend? The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is that treasured friend, a tested friend. He is indeed that truthful friend. And we can say something else about him. We can say that he is our true friend. A true friend is one who knows all about you and still loves you and still be your friend anyway. There is no one who knows more about us than the Lord Jesus Christ, but still he loves us. He knows all about our faults. He knows all about our feelings. He knows all about our foolishness. But he still remains our friend. That's what we are told. And we know that it is true about the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs 17, verse 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Mark those words. A friend loveth at all times. And Christ is the friend, and he is that same brother. He is the friend who loves us at all times. In those times when the heart is cold, he still loves us. In those times when we let him down and fail him, he still loves us. In those times when we doubt him, he still loves us. In those times when our faith is weak and feeble, he still loves us. That's what a true friend is. One who loves us at all times. In those times when it hurts to look back and you're afraid to look ahead, you've only to look beside you and your best friend will be there. He'll be there in your times of suffering and sorrow, in times when you're separated from loved ones, in those times of loneliness and solitude. He'll be there loving you when you're weary. He'll be there loving you when you're wayward. He'll be there loving you when you weep. Because that's the kind of friend that he is. He loveth at all times. And when people, they say that such a friend cannot be found anywhere. How can we find a friend like this anywhere in the face of this earth? We can reply with confidence and say assuredly, but there is a friend. And we have found him. Rather, he has found us. And he is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. How well, then, may we face this journey that lies before us in 2013 with such a friend going every step of the way with us. So we have noticed that the Lord Jesus Christ is the precious friend. We notice, secondly, Christ is our passionate friend. We've said something about that already, how he loves us. And here we see in these words that it says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Do those words not speak to us of the love of our dearest friend? He sticketh closer than a brother. That surely expresses his love for us. You see, the word friend we have here in our text means to love. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is this friend who loves us. God is love. Christ is God. So we will gladly sing those words, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So we can look to this dear one and call him, first of all, our beloved friend. On three separate occasions, the Father in heaven spoke about the Lord Jesus, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:17, Matthew 12:18. Matthew 17:5. And so the Father referred to his Son as his beloved. Beloved Son. The word beloved there means dearly beloved. To the Father, the Lord Jesus was his dearly beloved Son. Now, Paul uses the same term, but with a slightly different meaning. Paul says in Ephesians 1 verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved. And so there Paul refers to Christ as the beloved. He has made us acceptable in the beloved. There is a different word. While in the English it's the same, beloved, here this time the word means to love dearly. Jesus Christ is the Father's dearly beloved Son. Paul uses the word that means to love dearly. And the reference is to Christ and how he loves us dearly. You look at those words again, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has loved us, wherein he has made us acceptable in the beloved. The reference, of course, is to Christ, the one who loves us dearly. So according to Paul, all who are accepted in Christ, all who are saved by his grace, the Lord Jesus loves them and loves us dearly. So what do you think of that dear child of God? The Lord Jesus is a friend who loves us dearly. Shall we ever doubt his love for us in light of what he said? For the Lord Jesus himself said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Twice in that verse we have the word man. Greater love hath no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15 verse 13. The man there, of course, is Christ. The Lord Jesus speaking about himself. That brother that sticketh closer than, or that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's the man referred to in John 15 verse 13. And that place where he laid down his life for his friends, that place is called Calvary. And dear Christian, when we look to that place called Calvary and see our friend hanging upon that cross, we are reminded that he loves us dearly. When we see that back, torn by the scourging whip, we know that he loves us dearly. When we see that cruel crown of thorns pierce his lovely brow, we know that he loves us dearly. When we see those nails that fixed his hands and his feet to that cruel tree, and we know that he loves us dearly. When we see the blood flow from Emmanuel's veins, we know that he loved us dearly. When he drank that cup's last drop, crying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We know that he loves us dearly. And surely no one has ever met a friend, had a friend, or spoken about a friend to be compared with our friend. Because our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, loves us dearly. He is our beloved friend. We must say this in the light of this text. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. then he must be our best friend. Is that not what we see in those words? He sticketh closer than a brother. He is closer to us than even a brother. We may have brothers according to the flesh. We certainly have brothers and indeed sisters according to the Spirit, because we're members of the Lord's family and we have brothers and sisters in the Lord's family. And none of them, no matter who that brother may be, none of them will be closer to us than our best friend, Jesus Christ. The word sticketh means to cleave or to hold fast. Now we're given a wonderful example of this word and how it is used here in Proverbs. If you turn to 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 23, and there we find the same word. 2 Samuel 23, as David speaks about his mighty men. And we read about one called Eliezer. And there we read about Eliezer in 2 Samuel 23 and verse 9. And after him was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahorite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel were gone away. He rose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand cleave, same word as sticketh, until his hand cleave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. In other words, Eliezer had such a hold upon the sword as he fought the Philistines. His hand cleaved to the sword, or the word means his hand adhered to the sword. In other words, the hand of Eliezer and the sword became one. And so it is with Christ. The Lord Jesus sticketh closer to a brother. He sticks closer to us than a brother. He adheres to us. We become one with him. The same word is used in Genesis 2 and verse 24 with reference to Adam and Eve, our first parents. And the Lord said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Cleave. A man shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one. Or they shall be one flesh. Jesus Christ is our friend who sticketh closer than a brother. He cleaves unto us, and he and us are one. Does that not make him our best friend? No matter how good our friends are, our natural friends in this world, none of them can say that they will cleave unto us, that we will become one. But Jesus Christ is the friend who sticketh closer than a brother, who cleaves unto us, and we are one with Him. He's our best friend. We notice also that in light of all that we have said, Jesus Christ must be our blessed friend. Having friends in this world is a great blessing. Having good friends is a great blessing. But having the best friend of all in Jesus Christ is the greatest blessing of all. The blessing of having Christ as our Savior and friend is beyond compare. There's the blessing of His company. There's the blessing of His communion. There's the blessing of His counsel. There's the blessing of His cleansing blood. There's the blessing of His coming again. There's the blessing of His presence. There's the blessing of His protection. There's the blessing of His prayers. There's the blessing of His person. What a blessing Christ is to us. The blessing of His person. Indeed, He is the friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And are we not glad today we're able to say with the bride in the Song of Solomon, "This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem." There is the blessing of His forgiveness. There is the blessing of His favor. There's the blessing of His fellowship. And who is it that enjoys such blessings? Those who know Christ as the friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And truly we can say again with Paul, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." He loads us down with blessing. He is our precious friend. He is our particular friend. And we'll have Him with us as we venture into 2013. He'll never leave us, nor forsake us. And in the last place, He is our personal friend. Again, is that not what Solomon was referring to here? Verse 24, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The reference here is to a relationship. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Lord Jesus is not only our friend, He is our brother. Think of it. We have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we've been brought into the family of God. The God of heaven is our heavenly Father. Jesus Christ is our Savior and elder brother, just as the Holy Spirit is our Comforter. Having received that Spirit of adoption, we are related to Jesus Christ. He is our brother, and we are His brethren. He is, that then makes Him our personal friend. You have the relationship. You have the reliability. The reliability. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You can depend on the Lord Jesus always being with you. I have three brothers. They cannot possibly always be with me. You have brothers and sisters. They cannot be with you always. But Jesus Christ can. You can depend on that. You can rely upon that. You can rely on Jesus Christ being your personal friend with you always. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Let us take note of the first part of the verse as well as the second. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, must be friendly toward his friends. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. What a verse and what a text to take with us into the new year. Better still, what a friend to have with us as we enter into the new year. May we know much of his friendship throughout 2013. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our dear Lord and gracious God, we bless thee for the word. We thank thee, O God, for thy dear Son, thine only begotten Son, thy dearly beloved Son. O Lord, we thank thee for the Son who loves us dearly, for the one who expressed that love at Calvary. And he expresses that love every day. There is not a day that passes that we have not tokens of his love granted to us. O Lord, I pray that thou would write this word upon our hearts, the fleshly tables of our hearts. And dear Lord, thy word will be a strength and a stay. It will be like, Lord, a cold drink of water on a hot summer's day. It will refresh us, Lord, throughout this incoming year. And Lord, whatever thou hast planned for us all, may we be very aware that in Christ our Savior, we have a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. Bless us now, Lord, as we part the one from the other. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and forevermore. Amen.